The Washington legislature is under a mandate by the state Supreme Court to increase state funding for education. Last year, they told lawmakers to spend more, and lawmakers responded by upping education funding by $1 billion. Then a month ago, the court gave them even more specifics where the spending should go. Now some lawmakers are fighting back against the court, like Spokane Republican Senator Michael Baumgartner, who is sponsoring a bill that would reduce the number of justices on the court from 9 to 5.
The timing of the bill is not coincidental. It's also an attempt to push back at the court's overreach and stepping out of its lane by requiring us to write a budget and getting into what the Constitution of Balanced Powers says is the remit of the legislative branch.
Baumgartner says, in addition, reducing the court size will save money.
Frankly, we don't need 9 Supreme Court justices. We just need an odd number. Each Supreme Court justice costs the state about $1 million costs and associated salaries, and they aren't overworked. They hear less cases on average than any other Supreme Court in the country.
Baumgartner believes the state can put the extra $4 million into the state's education funding. At a hearing in the Senate Law and Justice Committee, Larry Shannon of the Washington Association of Justice defended the court's records.
There were two recent studies that were done looking at state Supreme Courts for their effectiveness. Both of them, a commonality was that Washington State finished in the top 5 as the most highly regarded, highly respected, highly independent courts among the state courts in the union.
Senator Baumgartner says he believes that there are many lawmakers who are supportive of the bill, especially with the controversial court rulings that included overturning a 2/3 majority requirement for tax increases in the legislature, which was approved at the polls by voters 5 times. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.